Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rayflask Amper. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sarge Connolly. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sarge Connolly. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The right fielder, Walt French. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Rayflask Amper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flask Amper strikes out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett strikes out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cobb fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly strikes out. Two outs. Ray Flaskamper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flaskamper is 0 for 1 in the game. Flaskamper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Flaskamper reaches second base with a double. Krause goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grove for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bishop. The throw from Krause and he is out, Flaskamper applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler strikes out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. Cochran drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Reynolds out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flaskamper can't make a play. That's a base hit. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Krause and he is out, Flaskamper applying the tag. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Cobb steals second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop catches it and throws to first to double up Clancy. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Fox reaches second base with a double. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson bunts towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett, who is chasing the ball. Boley reaches third base with a triple. Fox scores. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bishop bunts towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boley scores. Grove moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Hale reaches second base with a double. Grove scores. Bishop goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Athletics. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-2 in the game. French hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Elmer Jacobs now pitching. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Cobb reaches second base with a double. French moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ward catches it and throws to second with Flask Amper covering, to double up Cobb. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Elmer Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs takes first base on ball 4. Ray Flask Amper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flask Amper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Flask Amper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacobs moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Jacobs moves to third. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jacobs scores. Com moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of French, who is chasing the ball. Barrett reaches third base with a triple. Com scores. Metzler goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Athletics. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Jacobson reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Jacobson scores. It's 7-4, Athletics. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg bunts towards the mound. Jacobs fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com throws to second for one, and Ward throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Bishop moves to second. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Flask Amper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clancy hits a line drive towards third. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jacobs strikes out. Two outs. Ray Flask Amper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flask Amper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Flask Amper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. French hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cobb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cobb scores. Cochran moves to second. It's 8-4, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cochran. The throw from Krause and he is out, Com applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metzler strikes out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Barrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Hunfield now playing second base. Jim Battle now playing third base. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Boley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Boley reaches second base with a double. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Battle fields it and throws to first for the out. Boley moves to third. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop is hit by the pitch. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boley scores. Bishop moves to second. It's 9-4, Athletics. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. French hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds who is chasing the ball. French reaches third base with a triple. Bishop scores. Hale goes all the way around to score. It's 11-4, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barrett throws the ball into Flask Amper who tags Cobb trying to catch an extra base, for the out. French scores. Two outs. It's 12-4, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Fox moves to third. It's 13-4, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Boley takes first base on ball 4. Jacobson moves to second. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Wahlberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Jacobson scores. Boley moves to second. It's 15-4, Athletics. Bert Cole now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Battle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Cy Perkins now catching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of French. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 15-5, Athletics. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krause for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 15, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.